The date night? Asleep by 9, kids the whole time. The rare, guarded hour where you remember your two people who chose each other before you were anyone's parents. You made the reservation. You got the sitter. And somewhere around the appetizer, the conversation drifted, inevitably, back to the kids, whose teacher said what, whose sleep regression is winning, whether the babysitter texted yet. By dessert, you're both checking phones under the table, and by 9, you're asleep on the couch before the sitters even left, the date technically completed, the actual point of it quietly missed. This is the lovers reversed, not a broken bond, just an underused one, buried under logistics because logistics are what you've had energy for lately. Nothing's wrong here. It's just worth noticing, gently, that the two of you deserve a topic that isn't a small person you both already love plenty. What may cross your path? A hard-won date night may drift right back into a full debrief of daycare drama within the first 10 minutes. Both of you could check your phones for a sitter update within the same silent minute. You might fall asleep on the couch before the babysitter's car has even left the driveway. A planned no-kid talk rule could last exactly until the entrees arrive. Name the kid talk out loud, laugh about it, and gently redirect once. The connection's still there, it just needs a nudge back on topic. Your mantra: we can love them fiercely and still talk about something else.